We're talking here about felons convicted of heinous crimes. The president, in his statement, making it clear that he condemns these murderers and grieves for the victims of their, quote, despicable acts. But he says he remains more convinced than ever that the United States must stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level. So why make this decision now? Well, it comes down in part to timing. In his announcement, the outgoing president said he cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions. He's referring, of course, to President-elect Donald Trump, who's retaking the White House next month, having called for tougher criminal sentences, and who, during his first term, restarted federal executions after an almost 20-year gap. In fact, under Trump, more people incarcerated in the federal system were put to death than under the previous 10 presidents combined. Benji Hire, Washington.